Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Welcome back, my love. We are continuing our series on unveiling the Shadow Mother. And if you've missed some of the previous episodes, the Shadow Mother is the mother change type who was initiated by loss. Loss of her pregnancy, loss of her innocence, and most of the time, she feels really, really alone. Especially if her loss is recent, but sometimes even if her loss is not. On the last episode, I talked all about how important it is to simply see the Shadow Mother. That's why I've called this series Unveiling the Shadow Mother, because we are pulling back the veil, parting the shadows so that we can see her as the wise woman she is, as the healer, and as the mother she is in full. Because I'll tell you from personal experience, losing a child is probably the most painful thing you can go through in the world. But second to that is not having people see your loss and not seeing you as the mother that you are. And I've experienced this multiple times myself. And in moving through this journey, I've learned how to communicate who I am so that I can be seen as a mother in full. So today we're going to talk about healing. Because while the Shadow Mother's first challenge is simply being seen, her second challenge is healing. Because once she is seen, well, that gives her permission and support to move through her grief. But how the heck do you do that? Do you know, Shadow Mother? Do you know, friend or lover of Shadow Mother, who loves her more than anything and just wants to support her but doesn't know how? It's painful when we can't heal the person who needs healing the most. But the reality is she has to move through her healing process at her own pace. And if you are a Shadow Mother, you have to move through your healing process at your own pace. So today, we'll talk a little bit about what that will look like. And I'm gonna give you my favorite tip for healing as a Shadow Mother. And this is useful whether your loss is recent or whether it's far in the past, because usually when we haven't fully processed, these things come back up. You know, I still feel sadness and grief about losing my twin girls, even though I lost them in 2014. You know, it never goes away because I'll always love them, and that's okay. So let's talk about trauma and the body. And if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you'll know that I love to talk about trauma healing. I can thank my daughter Rebecca for that, because it was her loss that really sent me down this journey of deep healing and learning about different trauma healing modalities and what happens in the body when you go through something stressful. Because even if you're not a Shadow Mother, if you haven't lost a pregnancy, well, we experience loss in all sorts of forms. Losing a job, a parent, a spouse, even a little bit of stress can impact our body in similar ways. But when it comes to trauma, there's our mind, the conscious mind. There's our spirit, which you might think of as your subconscious mind. And then there's the body. There's the somatic system. And the thing about trauma is that, yes, it gets wired into your brain, but it also gets hard-coded into your body, literally into your cells. And there's a lot of interesting research coming out around how we actually pass down trauma intergenerationally. I'm Jewish and I have distant family members that were in the Holocaust, not my direct lineage, but there's a lot of research that's been done around how trauma from the Holocaust gets passed down at a genetic level. This is called epigenetics. It's when certain things get turned on in our DNA by circumstance. And one of the authors that I love, one of the doctors who has done a lot of work in somatic-based trauma healing, is Peter Levine. And he has a few different books, but In one of them, he talks about a study where rats were given, I think it was cherries to eat. And they were shocked right after. There's a beautiful thunderstorm going on outside. This is such a perfect time to be recording. So these poor little rats were shocked when they ate the cherries. And so then they didn't want to eat them anymore because they associated cherries with pain. But what was interesting is that for 7 generations after that, the rats would show a trauma response, a fear response to cherries. These are rats that have never been shocked after eating cherries. I mean, that's crazy, right? There's something in the body that gets stored and passed down when trauma occurs. And the same goes for grief, for pregnancy loss. You know, there are a variety of different ways in which we can lose pregnancies. There's stillbirth, when you've been through the whole birthing process. There's miscarriage, there's abortion. In all of these, our bodies open and they become vulnerable, and there is trauma that gets stored. There's trauma that gets stored in our womb, in our center of creation. And from a feminine perspective, from a divine feminine perspective, or even if you're into yoga and you know about the chakra system, our womb space is the sacral chakra. And that's the chakra that's responsible for pretty much all creation. It comes from the sacral, it comes from the womb. So whether you've been pregnant or not, you know, if you don't have a uterus and you can't grow a baby, your sacral chakra is still the energy center from which your creation stems in the yogic perspective. So when you have death in your womb space, the trauma that it stores, I mean, it is significant. It is very significant. And until we move that out of the body, it affects us in sneaky ways. It can crop up as stress. It can crop up as brain fog. It gets lodged there. And when we look at the 4 elements, the element of grief is water. Well, what is the nature of water? It's fluid. It moves. So when you think about tears and grief, the tears streaming down your face, well, water moves. Grief naturally wants to move. And when we don't move that grief, it gets stuck. Now, water doesn't want to be stagnant. It doesn't want to be stuck. It's not natural for it. And the same goes for grief. So today, we're going to talk about moving that a little bit. And this is going to be a short episode, but I want to give you one tip for moving this energy. And if you're a shadow mother, you can use this for your own grief. But also, if you are not a shadow mother, you can either share this with one or try it out anytime you experience a strong emotion. Grief doesn't have to come from trauma. It can be as simple as sadness. Maybe you had a negative interaction at work. Maybe you're hurting because your child is struggling with something. Maybe your spouse is going through something. It works the same way, because everything in our body, in our emotional body, is energy. And we have to move it, especially when it's grief. So, my number one most potent tip doing this is simply to get on the ground. Get on the ground. Now, this does a couple of things. Physically, lying on the ground, especially close to the earth, is very soothing for the nervous system. It helps turn on that parasympathetic response. If you do it with your legs up the wall, it'll be even more effective. This is why at the end of a yoga class, we go into Shavasana, into corpse pose, to rest. You are literally on the ground. It is calming to the nervous system. And when we're processing through trauma or grief or stress, getting on the ground is one of the best things we can do. Even better if you do it outside, if you're on the dirt or the grass, touching Mother Earth. Now, energetically, our cells have charges in them. When we go on the ground, just like an electrical charge, we literally ground it. My husband likes to do some electrical work around the house, and you know, he's okay. I'm gonna betray my limited understanding of electrical work in the house. This is why he does it and I don't. But my understanding is that you have to ground the wires, otherwise you can start an electrical fire, which we don't want in our kitchens. The same goes for your body. When you lie on the ground, it grounds that electrical charge. It makes it more neutral. And metaphysically, Mother Earth can hold you, can ground you. She can literally take into the ground what you are carrying. So when it comes to trauma or stress or big emotions, getting on the ground and simply letting her hold you, crying into Mother Earth, allows her to carry some of that for you, because you shouldn't take it all with you. It has to be moved. It has to be cleared out, because only when we clear that out can we truly begin to heal. And this is really important for the Shadow Mother, because too often when we don't see her, we don't even give her permission to do this. We don't tell her that it's acceptable to go out and lie on the ground and cry. She might figure it out for herself. I know that I did, through trial and error, but there's no roadmap for her. And this is important, because if we don't, I'm trying to find the right words for this. It's not only that we need to tell Shadow Mother that it's acceptable for her to move her grief, we actually need to be encouraging her to do it. We need to be creating the space for her to move her grief, because when we don't, she gets stuck. Her healing can't occur. And when her healing doesn't happen, she can't claim her power from her crucible. This very tender, very raw crucible. But like a bone that breaks and is stronger where it reknits, Shadow Mother has the potential to step into strength, power, inspiration. I mean, the amount of meaning that Shadow Mother will find in her work when she finds what calls to her because of the depth of the initiation she's been through, it's unparalleled. So if you look around at powerful women, women in business, women who are pillars of their community, I guarantee you some of the most magnificent ones are Shadow Mothers, and they've come to the meaning in their work through their loss. Because one of her gifts, which we'll talk about in the next episode, is perspective and gratitude, and she has this in spades. So that's my tip for today. Get on the ground, move the energy, let the earth hold it for you. And if you aren't a Shadow Mother, share this with a Shadow Mother. I promise she wants to hear from you. She wants to be seen. She wants you to acknowledge her. You won't be overstepping. You won't be upsetting her. You'll be showing her that you still care, especially if you remember that she lost a baby years after she did. I mean, that shows a level of caring that I guarantee she doesn't hear from anyone. I mean, I'll be honest, my husband doesn't even always remember to check in on me on my loss. You know, do you know how often people ask me how I'm feeling about losing my twins? Almost 7 years ago. I guess it has been 7 years now. I mean, basically never, but I still feel the pain. Absolutely. So don't worry. If you share this with her, it will only be seen as a sign of love and a gift. And if you want to take it a step further, come join me for Shadow Mother Empowerment. At the end of October, we are going to have a beautiful 6 weeks together where we will be meeting weekly to get you seen, support your healing process, and help you claim your crucible, which we'll talk about in the next episode, but to really claim the gifts that you've been endowed with through this experience. This is big stuff, ladies. This is really big stuff. And your greatest gift will come from your deepest initiation. That's just how it works. But unfortunately, until now, no one's really provided a roadmap publicly. I know that when I went through this, there was no roadmap for me, and gosh, people would have been too scared to even reach out with one. And that's part of the paradigm that I want to change, because I see the potential in you, Shadow Mother. I see you. You are wise, compassionate, and powerful, and you have so much to give to the world if only we can support you to get what you need to move through your healing. Because you deserve that. Your grief doesn't have to be hidden. It should be shared, because it's what makes you you. It's what makes you the powerful, magical woman that you are. So I am here to support you in this. And if you aren't a Shadow Mother, share uncorporette.com/Shadow Mother Empowerment with the Shadow Mothers in your life, because they will love you for it. They will love you for seeing them and thinking of them. Because I guarantee they're smart, they're brilliant, they're ambitious, and they're powerful. They just need a little extra help to claim the power that is waiting for them, to claim the power from this specific initiation of loss. So with that, my love, I'll leave you. Don't forget to join me for the last episode in this series, Unveiling the Shadow Mother, where we will talk all about celebrating the Shadow Mother as she so deeply deserves. Bye for now, my love. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.